The warmest day of the work week today, and a few showers as warmer, more humid air gets pushed northward, but otherwise we will dry out pretty quickly in this afternoon. The temperatures jump well into the 70s. A few spots, especially western Duval, Baker, Clay, St. Johns County, have a shot at 80 degrees this afternoon, well into the 70s elsewhere. So it ends up being a pretty warm day, even a little bit humid as we go through the day. And those few brief showers shouldn't amount to much in most spots this morning. Tonight, very mild. Some spots won't drop below 70 degrees all night long. It'll be very mild ahead of a strong cold front, strong southerly winds ahead of that front tonight. And that brings us our next best chance for rain. We've been tracking this system for quite some time now. For tomorrow, this has produced severe weather the last couple of days as it's been marching eastbound today and early this morning. Strong to severe thunderstorms across the deep south. Heads up if headed west on Interstate 10 or north on I-75 into Georgia through the day today. By tonight, those showers and storms will be moving into the panhandle, and by early tomorrow morning, cutting through the Tallahassee area by sunrise, quickly working their way eastbound and reaching Jacksonville and northeastern Florida from west to east by late morning and continuing into the early afternoon before diminishing pretty fast from west to east by late afternoon. So despite a period of heavy rainfall and widespread coverage, everybody gets at least some rain, the amounts don't look to be great, averaging generally a third to three quarters of an inch. A few spots, especially west of Jacksonville, could manage an inch of rain, but at least it's some rain. We need it. I have had no measurable rain this month so far. We'll have to keep an eye to the sky tomorrow for a strong storm or two that could produce damaging winds. It doesn't look like widespread severe weather, but it's certainly something to keep an eye on during the day tomorrow and to be aware of. And, of course, we'll keep you up to date round the clock from the First Alert Weather Center as these storms head eastbound. But by Friday, with the system moving quickly, we get into sunshine again. It will be breezy and cooler, but no worse than average. It's not a real strong shot of cold air. Temperatures will still reach the upper 60s Friday. Chilly in the 40s Friday night, but clouds start to move in Saturday with the next weather system. Now, this one looks to be, especially for central Florida, pretty decent rain. We're sort of on the northern edge, it would appear, in Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. So some very light rain as early as 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, but more likely in the evening and overnight hours, a period of rain may yield a tenth to a third of an inch. Better chance for the quarter inch amounts to be south of Interstate 10, lighter amounts north of Interstate 10. But again, most spots should get at least a little bit of rain. But it clears out quickly. All indications are that Sunday turns into really a pretty day. So it's all about timing, right? Not too bad. We break out into sunshine. It'll be somewhat breezy and somewhat cool, but a good day for football. The Cowboys are visiting Jacksonville at TIAA Bank Field. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff on Fox 30, Action News Jags against America's team. Can the Jags do it? I think they can, and the weather's going to cooperate, too. Look for partly to mostly sunny skies by game time. Temperatures will be in the 60s. So to repeat once again, keep an eye to the sky tomorrow. It'll be unseasonably warm today. A few showers around this morning as that warmer, more humid air pushes northward. Then it'll dry out quickly. Should not be a problem for the late afternoon commutes. And then all eyes will be on the band of heavy rain and storms that'll spread from west to east middle of the day tomorrow. And also, I've posted a new Burrish blog. Check it out at WOKV.com. When and where could you expect a white Christmas? Travel weather, some links to air travel and highway travel, and an update on the ongoing La Nina over the equatorial Pacific. With OU weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.